Yeah, the stuff's there. The biggest thing is there's these gizmos inside to, you know, sort of one-way valves, check valve type things, on how it works. And those are the things that have the issues. But like I said, all the seals, all the belts are available.
Anything rubber you're going to want to replace for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely worth looking into. There's no question.
But the
water heater, I would try it. If it works, use it. If it doesn't, throw it away.
Yeah, because the new ones operate pretty much the same as the old ones. I mean, I would probably, yeah, I mean, if it works. But mine failed the first trip, you know, it was really annoying. Plus, you've got, you got, 50 years of gook in there?
Well, that's the other thing. You may want to flush it really well, but, you know. It all depends on how well it's going to work. But, yeah, you're right. It can become a problem. But, again, my 59 hot water heater worked up until about 3 years ago, 2 years ago.
Yep. Well, my Bowen went out the first night we used it, and then I put the Atwood in there. And the new trailer, I did the twin temp, and then that failed almost every trip. That was a nightmare.
There you go. So, you know, it's new, it doesn't always necessarily mean perfect.
No, but the new, I replaced that with the Atwood, which has been fine. And I don't even do any of the gas, like on the fridge or that. I don't go in there and clean anything, which I should be doing. I know, but I don't. I want to be I'm doing it for the listener. I want to be the average RV owner so I can give you an you know, accurate account on how these things work. Does that sound good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're beta testing all this
stuff. I'm beta testing everything. All right, Ian, thanks a lot for that. Let us know how that works out. We got a call and a image that I sent you, Colin. This one's from Nathaniel Schwartz, Spartan Manor. So you'll see a picture, and I'm going to play his question here, if I can figure it out while you're looking for his picture.
Hi, Tim and Colin. This is Nathaniel from Seattle, and I am calling. I got a couple questions, but I'm also calling by way of introduction. Sounds like in the last few shows you've been a little short on questions, and my plan over the next months to years is to really help solve that problem for you. So I've recently come into possession of it's a late 1940s Spartan Manor. It's my wife's brother was actually born in this trailer, and it's been sitting in the woods for a very, very long time, and we're going to take it home in a few months and start working on it. So it's going to be a massive project, but I'm extremely excited about it. It seems like it's in decent shape. The inside is going to be a complete loss. At best, I might get some templates out of it. But other than that, the body is in decent shape. It's going to be a ton of work, but I am so excited about it. And I'm so glad that I found you guys and your podcasts. I've learned a ton just from listening to it, and I can't wait to get to work. So my first question is, have you guys worked on Spartans much? Colin, I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity to restore any Spartans or if you've seen much of them out on the road. I know you're a great wealth of knowledge for the Airstreams, but I'm hoping that I'll be able to pick both of your brains a lot for the Spartan trailer. So I'm just curious if you guys have worked on Spartans much. My second question is, you know, I'm going to start from the ground up. I have about a million questions, but you know, it's going to be a shell-off restoration. So my second question is, it's about 25 feet long, roughly 22 to 25, and it's a single axle. And what I'm wondering about is, what are the benefits of a tandem axle? Would you guys recommend that I put another axle on it? I don't have all